Hello there. Let's follow Sandy in today's story.
Tell me a story, Daddy. Have you another story about Joshua?
Well, when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they were afraid of what would happen to them. To save themselves, they pulled a trick on Israel. Here we go back to the days of Joshua.
Okay, Dad, let's go.
Look, there we see a great city of tents. That must be the children of Israel. Look, there's some strangers coming into camp. They sure seem tired and worn out. They're asking to see the leaders. Do you know who they are? They are the men from Gibeon, not far from where Israel is camped. Let's listen to what they say.
O leaders of Israel, we have been traveling many days and come from a far country to make peace with you.
How can we tell who you are? You could be from a nearby city.
Oh, no, my lords. Look at our worn shoes. This moldy bread was fresh when we left. We have journeyed many days from a far-off country that we might make peace with you.
And so Joshua and all the princes of Israel were deceived and made a promise to them that their cities would not be destroyed.
The Bible says they did not take counsel of the Lord. Within 3 days, Israel found that they had been tricked, but it was too late. Their princes had given their oath not to destroy their cities. The lesson we have in this story is that we must be very careful who we make promises to. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to God without believing in me." Put your faith in Jesus. You can trust him. If you don't know Jesus, take him into your heart right now.